Hiroshima.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to No U-Turns at the Drive-In with your hosts, Lucas Wilson and
David Halstead.
Tonight, we bring to you... What is it? Oh, sorry.
Oh, the movie is...
The Nightmare Never Ends. It's a horror movie.
Also known as Cataclysm, or the other names of it.
Cataclysm. Yeah, that's the other.
And Satan's Supper.
I don't see that on the...
It's on IMDb. It says also known as Satan's Supper.
I just see Cataclysm. That's weird.
Oh, go scroll down a bit. Well, details. It's in the details section.
Oh, okay. See more. I got that. Oh, okay. Yeah. Satan's Supper. All right. I think the name that came with this actually probably captures the movie a little better.
Yes, The Nightmare Never Ends is probably the best title for this film.
Yeah, the other two don't
have anything to do with the plot at all.
Except this,
like, nightmares are actually a part of the film.
Yeah, and then how it ends, it's like, well, nothing changed.
Nope. The evil has not been destroyed. Evil lives on.
Lives on. Okay, so...
Coming for you.
So, do you want to give the synopsis this time? I always give the synopsis of the film.
It's kind of your segment, man.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I'll do it.
And by the way, if there is a synopsis to this film, I don't know what it is.
Well, I'll give my best shot. Okay, so this film is about... All right, so there's...
Evil.
Evil, yeah. There's this the devil... No, it's not the Satan because he says he has a master. So it's like this demon who doesn't age is kind of wreaking havoc on... This couple, like this one super atheist and his agnostic wife. And
I'm guessing.
Yeah, because she slips in and out of believing and not believing.
Believing?
Yeah. and then a cop and, this kind of failed monk named Papanini. Was that it? Yeah, Papini. His name is Papini. Although it sounds so much like Paganini that's just what I call him. So yeah. So old Jewish guy sees this guy. Oh, I remember that guy. He was a Nazi. And then he tries to get the cop to help him kill him, but then he ends up trying to kill him and he ends up dying and then blah 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 blah.
Well, everyone ends up dying.
Yeah. Everybody ends up dying. And
some people in really freaky ways.
Yeah. There was and the woman was supposed to be, like, pure and could not be defeated by Satan. That's what they kept telling us, but then she dies, so I don't...
And she is. Well, this film goes a long way to show that atheists have no soul. And you can tell that from the acting, because these actors have no expression!
There was two people who did an okay job. It was... Papini.
The priest and the cop.
The priest and the cop. They had emotion in their voice. But the main character, the woman, I don't even know her name. I wasn't even paying it. Claire. Her name was Claire. And she, every line she delivered was flat.
Hail 9000 had more expression.
He's not kidding at all. It was just, okay. Wait, was that surgery scene she was doing? It was like...
She's like, my nephew is dead.
It was like,
I feel I may be responsible.
This is the 666 tattooed on this man. Yes, there is.
It was just like, I agree. Forget the plot. The plot doesn't make a damn bit of sense.
It's interesting.
There are interesting things that happen.
It could have been actually in the right hands. It could have probably made a halfway decent film.
I mean, you got the guy, super atheist, right? He writes a book called God is Dead. He gets on TV and saying, there is no God, and all this stuff, and his whole little melodramatic speeches, yeah?
Yeah, and then on the side, his wife is like, I'm having dreams that are telling me that Satan is after you. And he's like, you're a fool.
Bullshit.
It's
like, there is no Satan. Which he actually says to a demon, and the demon bites his face off.
Yeah, but not before he has... a murder
the
dream.
The demon wants to recruit him. The demon guy, he's all like, come on, join the party.
Yeah, George I can.
Satan. He's like, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in Satan either. He's like,
take that back.
Oh, take that back. You didn't want to say that. It was like, the Satanist is pissed off at him. You know?
Yeah, I know. And
how dare you say there's no Satan?
Oh, and then his, but he ends up getting invited to his island place to have a meeting about...
Where he's chased down by Native Americans.
Yes, that dream sequence made absolutely no sense whatsoever. He's being chased around in this house at night. Like, he was supposed to meet this man, and all of a sudden he ends up staying there all night long. I would have got up and left. I'm like, well, if you're not, I'm not staying here. And then
brought a gun with him too.
Yeah, he brought a gun with him too. And
it was like, I don't know who this guy is. He's asking me to stay, come to his house. I'm kind of a political target because of my book. So I brought this gun with me. He's not showing up, so I'm just going to fall asleep on his couch.
Yes. And then he ends up having this dream that he's being chased by Native Americans, like two of them. And
it's totally weird.
Which just it that doesn't play any part to the film. Like, how does that fit?
Why are there Indians?
Yeah. What do they have to do with Satan? I don't.
And the wife's going between the police and priests and voodoo doctors, trying to help her husband, who's completely in denial about everything. She's covering all the bases there, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like the guy, he was a Nazi war criminal at one point. This demon that's just kind of doesn't age. It's a guy who doesn't age, but it's actually a demon.
Right. He's got hoof feet that he shows some lady in bed.
And then she's dumped out of a car and we don't really know what happened. He took off his shoes. He had wolf cloven feet.
She screams. That's the end of the story. And he always seems to have like some lady companions around him. What was that?
We're kind of like hypnotized. Did you get that?
Yeah.
He would hypnotize people like he was some kind of one-eyed alien squid thing.
Except, what was up with that? The one woman with like the one-piece
bathing
suit.
Yeah, the Legion.
Yeah, Legion. Actually, although she ended up saying her real demon name. I guess she was a demon too, but she was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were a demon couple.
Oh, but he had like this entourage and like he'd sit on this couch and watch TV and...
At discos.
Yeah, there was
demons at the disco. Well, if you're looking for evil, go to a disco.
Yeah, all the characters just kept ending up at this disco.
Yeah, the cop, he's like morbidly depressed and then he goes to the disco, has a few drinks. He's like, hey!
Yeah, the demon guy is like, hey, here's a drink. And he gets up and starts dancing with the ladies.
This film was kind of like somebody was trying to do David Lynch directing Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah, it was once in a while there was some interesting cinematographic
moments
that, if kept up, could have been good. But they were kind of half-assed. It was like that kind of thing when the light changed with that picture.
I mean,
that was kind of cool.
And like there's room in the plot for a good story. I mean, you got the Nazis, you got demon cult, you've got the atheists, you got the crazy priest.
Yeah,
it's got an interesting cast.
Yeah, it was the characters.
The actors weren't that interesting.
Yeah, the actors were, but the characters were. It was kind of like this interesting kind of
like the old Jewish guy who recognizes that the demon was a Nazi war criminal and hasn't aged.
Yeah.
That's like at the very beginning of the film.
Right. Yeah. He sees him on
TV.
Because
it brings the cop into it and all that.
Yeah. So it could have been interesting. So you got like the cop kind of I don't know.
But the demon guy, he doesn't seem to be like pursuing these people really. He seems to be like annoyed that they're getting involved with him.
Yeah, it's kind of
like he wanted to be involved with the one guy. The guy who wrote the book God is Dead. He wanted him to join his posse.
Right. But then all these other people just kept getting in his way. Like the cop kept bringing him in to see the bodies that he killed and go like, you killed them. He's like, you can't prove that. And
it's like, this is annoying. Can I go now?
This is annoying. And he's like, what was that line? He called him like a piece of crap.
Yeah, he called him a piece of crap. He's like, I'm just a cop. Looks at him. He's like, I'm just like a cockroach to you, aren't I? And he's like, no, you're worse. You're a piece of crap.
So he's gonna like say dirt or something, just crap.
Yeah, we were kind of surprised you said that. And the cop's like,
He's like, well, you better not step on me, because you'll never get rid of that smell.
Yeah, it's like...
a ballsy line, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
But it basically set up this thing. It's like, you better not cross me, Mr. Demon Guy. I'm the cop. But then he dies kind of abruptly. It was...
yeah, it's like his buddy's in a car that's just filling up with smoke. We don't really know what's going on, but we know he's dying and he can't get out of the car. And Demon Boy is standing there just staring at him.
And Cop Man runs up, opens the door, and the car, cue explodes. Stock footage of explosion, explodes. And we're left to think, did he die? Since he never shows up
it
again.
It never actually says, like, certain people die sometimes. It's like, we're watching the movie and go, what happened? And then it'll cut to the next scene, and it'll be like, guess who just died?
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure if the woman even know that her husband was dead. It was kind of...
she didn't seem to care.
No, yeah, once again showing
until
her.
Until she ran him over, and he was like, he killed my husband! The movie kept getting freakier and freakier until that final ending hospital
scene. The final
like
exorcist thing going on.
Gosh.
Yeah, he...
that was crazy.
She's like, all right, so the demon guy and the girl and like his girl of the day walk out of his house and she runs him over. But of course, this doesn't kill him. And he lets them drag him, throw him in the trunk. And she's like, snap out of it! Snap out of it! Help me! And then all of a sudden, I think the only reason they had this girl come along is so that they had somebody for the demon to take over again. They were like, how do we...
yeah, he body jumped.
Yeah.
She was like cutting out the guy's heart and microwaving it to kill him, right?
Yeah, she was like,
I know how to kill the demon!
Microwave his heart! But then the girl just kind of freaks out.
He body jumps.
And he grabs her,
He becomes the girl.
He becomes the girl. Well, sort of. They, like, switch places almost. Like, he's still...
right. And the girl's
guy
on the operating table with her heart cut out, and he's standing there in a dress.
Yeah. And then he ends up...
then he walks out in a suit. I gotta hand it to the actor who played the demon guy, though. That was freaky.
He did a good job of being somebody you wanted to punch. He pulled off, not just having the face of somebody, but he acted like you wanted to punch him.
I know.
He did a good job at that.
And then he was actually freaky, too.
Yeah, he was a scary...
he'd get the smile on his face that is just like something out of a nightmare, you know?
Yeah, well, he did pretty good at that. So there was like these three good casting calls. The other, somebody needs to...
he had like the most perverted smile on his face. I can't describe it. It's like, it was actually... because his face looked kind of boyish, too, like very young.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kind so of... like,
and he had this ear-to-ear grin, and his head's back, and he's shaking. Eyes wide. It was freaky.
I wonder what brought him there. If he seemed to spend most of his time in Germany, because you look back, he was a Nazi, and before that, he was a German soldier in World War I, and before that, he was a German soldier during the Franco-Prussian War.
Right.
And then why is he all of a sudden, like, a disco king in...
reviewing ballet.
Yeah, in the United States.
California, specifically.
Yeah. And it's like, why is he there and not still kind of...
well, maybe the whole Nazi war criminal thing. It's like, I got it.
It's like, I ran its course. Yeah. But I'm kind of...
I've screwed up Germany as much as I possibly can. Time to move on to California. But yeah, it's like, let's talk about this guy. He's kind of like been around probably longer than they even suggested in the film.
Well, I guess it would be he's been around since the fall of Satan. I guess.
Yeah. Dawn of time.
Yeah, since the dawn of time, this guy's been around doing some pretty nasty stuff.
Earth time.
I'm kind of interested about Papanini. He
Demarc monk, right?
Yeah, he was like some fallen monk, and it was like, well, what did he do?
He
was more to him, and he was like, he was dead set on protecting this atheist guy. Like, trying to warn him of the demon.
Personally, I didn't think it was worth it.
Yeah, let him die. But he was pretty passionate about... And he tried confronting that one...
the demon girl, right?
The demon girl. And that's where he meets his demise, because he gets blown by wind into the ocean. But But he was an interesting character. What was that one part? He was sitting in a random apartment with like two crazy people. Were those his Was those his roommates? And he was at home?
Yeah, it was something like it was at home or a diner. I wasn't sure. It's like he had some things going on. It was like he'd dress up in disguises to get into places.
Right. And then he'd switch to his priest robe. And he imitated, he pretended to be like the priest at the church that the woman was going to. So that he could speak to her through the confessional.
He was fairly resourceful.
Yeah. So there's some history to this guy. I don't know what. Maybe he too is a ageless.
Oh, no, no, no. I was thinking more the lines of he was a victim of this demon.
Oh, yeah. He had the 666 tattooed on his chest.
Right.
And
anyone who's affected by this demon is marked by it. So he's faced off with this demon before.
And lived.
All
the others died.
And then he faced off with the demon's girlfriend, and then he got blown into the ocean.
Yeah. I think he should have been able to stand a better chance if he lived to tell the tale a second time. You know, this guy had better potential than the end he met.
Yeah.
I wanted to see him do, like, battle. Just kind of like, hand to hand.
If the film was about him, totally would have been into it.
That could have been, cut that damn woman out. She wasn't interesting at all. There was nothing good about her character or her husband's. Although I could see how her husband might play a role. Just get rid of her.
Yeah.
Because they didn't even play on the she's pure of heart stuff.
At the end.
Yeah.
No, it was like, you're still going to die.
And And I still don't understand why she saw that, like, voodoo doctor. It's kind of like out of nowhere.
Yeah, she was, like, looking for guidance and how to help her atheist husband fight off Satan. And the voodoo doctor was really adamant and just saying, like, screw you, white woman.
He was, like, he was doing all this voodoo stuff. And
you're
like,
on your own.
He's like, are you impressed? And she's like, no. He's like, well, good, because this is all hocus pocus. But I do know your husband's going to die.
It was like, trick question. You got it.
But in all honesty, your husband's going to die.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Get out!
Try to save yourself by not getting involved. She got involved and she got killed. She thought she could defeat the demon. Arrogant bitch.
How did she think that cutting his heart out and microwaving it was going
to
work?
Yeah, there was no like setup to how she thought that would work.
Yeah, there was nothing that told her. She just assumed if she...
She didn't like read it in a book or anywhere, or no one came up to her and said, you have to cut the heart out of the demon and destroy it completely, possibly using a microwave.
No, yeah. It would have made sense
Use the microwave. She thought it was the same thing, you know?
Yeah, Panini didn't say anything, huh?
1980s housewife type. She's like, they tell her to burn the heart, and she puts it in the microwave.
No, fire you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so the film suggests at the end, you know, the nightmare never ends. This demon's still out there running amok.
Oh, yeah, that was, I didn't mention that at the beginning. It was, this title, The Nightmare Never Ends, is really fitting because
the film's kind of saying you can't defeat evil. Evil's just there.
So you're just going to keep on, suffering.
Now, wait a minute. Go back to the monk. The monk, I know why he was kicked out. Did you hear what his whole spiel when he was talking about the devil? He was saying things that were heretical, right? Or heretical or something. Heretical. Heretical. Great. But no, he was saying that there was no hell. The earth was hell.
Oh, right. He did say that, didn't he?
He was saying Satan was sent to earth, not hell. And that, you know, humans were also on earth, and everyone on earth has free agency, and God doesn't get involved. So the humans are on earth and they have to deal with Satan. That's why he was kicked out, you know?
Yep, maybe. That could have been
heresy.
Heresy.
Well, gentle listeners, we have decided to end our show with, so we're going to try this out. We're going to try to rate the film.
So this
is going to be an out of 5 rating, but not stars. We're going to make up a different thing every time.
So
it's going to be something out of 5. So for this film, I'm going to give it, I'll give this film 3 swastikas dipped in oatmeal. out of five.
I'm gonna agree with that. I'll give it 3 burning demon hearts out of 5.
You're giving it a 3 also.
That's what I'm giving this.
Another 3. Wow. Because we agree on this film.
So this isn't going to be truly like, you know, if the 5 we end up giving is not going to be the same kind of 5 that you would actually give.
Oh, no, no. We're rating this in its own standards. We're not rating against this. We can't, like, compare a movie like The Nightmare Ever Ends to Casablanca, The Godfather. No, no, no. This is in its own little category of just these weird B movies. So be out of, for being a weird B movie,
I give it
that's
a 3.
Our standard. Yeah.
Well, folks, that was the end.
What do we got from next week?
All right, we have All Kinds of Strangers. It's a family of 7 children.
Hold on there now. It's All the Kind Strangers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misread that. All the Kind Strangers. A family of 7 children are living without parents in a swampy backwoods area all by themselves. Some of the children get the idea that it would be a good idea to have parents or guardians to look over them. So they take in 2 strangers and make them the parents they so desperately want. The couple finds that getting away from these children will be more difficult than they imagined. This is one of those films.
Taken hostage by children, being forced to parent them. That's actually horrific. Well, that's their synopsis of the film. We'll give you our synopsis of the film next week here at No U-Turns at the Drive-In.
I've been Lucas Wilson.
I'm David Halstead.
Good night.